Hey everyone, here's a preview of our all-new Patreon exclusive minicast. How do you hear over 100 minicasts, actually 150 minicasts spanning 5 years? Become a member of our Patreon crew? Go to patreon.com/terrortalk. Hope to see you all there for all the madness. This is just a clip, so be sure to join for more.
Hi everyone, this is Terror Talk with Shannon and Kathy.
Giallo, giallo, jolly!
Are you suggesting that I need an exorcism?
Aliens and exorcists.
We have such sights to show you.
Oh, there she goes.
The suffering. The sweet, sweet suffering.
It's not a good possession movie unless you have a wooden Christ bleeding from the eyes.
That's right.
The witch's tit will be chopped. No, I'm not okay. I don't have a fucking arm.
Yeah.
I just went trick-or-treating in your kitchen.
Don't want to eat people.
My name is Shannon.
And I'm Corn.
I think you do want to eat people.
Maybe I do.
It could be. I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot there.
So I thought for fun, we would...
Because that's what we do here.
Right. Just this is for fun.
Yes. Only this
that
one.
We would look at some of these. You know, we do a lot of the female psychopath series on our regular show.
We do.
And I thought it might be fun to do a mini cast of some of the historical ones.
Yeah. So one at a time over the next few months, we're going to do like 8 or 9 of them.
Yeah.
And so this is there's the first.
Cray crays. And yeah. some of these you've all probably heard of, but going a little bit more into their story, this first woman is actually a lot of people have at least heard of her
name.
Yeah,
she might be the most famous out of the list the list we created.
Her name is Elizabeth Bathory, Countess.
Yeah.
Hungarian.
Oh, Liz.
Noble woman.
I mean.
Alleged serial killer.
Alleged. Mm-hmm.
Bathory and 4 of her servants were accused of torturing and killing hundreds of girls and women from 1590 to 1610.
That's quite the legacy.
This woman had, I mean, first of all, she already has the political power.
Yeah.
The money, the wealth.
We know how that goes.
Some people argued that her trial was a witch hunt, but others state that accusations were supported by testimony from more than 300 individuals.
Okay.
So, you know,
that's pretty different stories.
Common denominator. I mean, if you have 300 testimonials, chances are those 300 people don't know each other.
Chances are.
They're not sitting around having a meeting about how to put somebody away who is innocent. They
right.
don't care that much.
Sure.
So my guess is she was guilty.
I'm thinking.
According to what we have.
Let's go with that, okay. Shall we?
So here's what's cool about her story is that I think who she was influenced horror and influenced the way we see female vampires.
Okay.
Which I thought.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
That's why a lot of people, at least in our community, know her.
Yeah. So legends describe her vampiric tendencies. And again, these are alleged, but.
Okay, we get it.
Alleged.
It's from like 1600.
Okay.
It's okay.
I don't want her coming back to haunt me.
Oh, I see.
Because she bathed in blood of virgins and I'm pure, Shannon.
No.
Just okay. kidding. She won't be coming for me. Bathing in blood of virgins to retain her youth. Right?
Well,
it's good for the skin.
You might want to hook her up. Hook what? A girl up.
Sources say this is unreliable data. Maybe I should try this. I don't know.
I mean, right?
Some believe that she actually inspired Bram Stoker's Dracula, earning her the name Countess Dracula.
Mm-hmm.
Although there's no direct reference to that in Bram Stoker's work. She was attractive. That always helps to get victims.
And rich and powerful.
And also to be believed.
Yeah.
If you're attractive, you know, confirmation bias, right? Halo bias, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She was attractive. She was well-educated. And some believe that due to her husband being a soldier, that he may have actually schooled her in torture when they were together. He ended up passing away. She was widowed in 1604. So after she was widowed in 1604, I think that's when a lot of these behaviors started to come out and she started to commit these crimes.
The trigger, so to speak?
Yeah. Most of her alleged assaults took place after she lost her husband.
Okay. If you would like more of this and more than 150 pieces of bonus content, join our Patreon at patreon.com/terrortalk. Thanks for being here and welcome to season 6, y'all.